Hello and welcome, or welcome back. I make Podpix, and today I am going to be reading Price to Pay by I.G. Kurosami Shipper on Archive of Our Own. The story's main pairing is Korra and Asami Sato from Legend of Korra, and it's explicit, or it's mature, but I'm sure that's why you picked on it. So, yeah. Now without further ado, please enjoy. Price to Pay. Written by I.G. Kurosami Shipper on Archive of Our Own. Read by Demon Feed Audio. Summary. Republic City is a quiet town when it comes to vampires. That's because one of the high-ranking vampires resides there with her girlfriend. They live a pretty simple yet exciting life, but when a chump vampire comes to her town, the whole society needs to be reminded of the price to pay when messing with her belongings. Keep your hips up, Korra. Biting down hard, Korra had a rough time controlling her shaking, let alone following her girlfriend's command. Tingling jolts were electrifying her body sporadically as she clawed the mattress. Not after long, she fisted the sheets while letting out a shaky breath. Her eyes slammed shut and she couldn't take it anymore. Asami. She twitched in pleasure as Asami rammed her hips against her backside. She repeated that thrust, smacking against her and creating an echo of impact. Her cold hands snaked up her shivering torso, up to her perky breasts. Once Asami had a hold of her voluptuous chest, she caressed them playfully before pinching and twisting her erect nipple. She continued to fondle them in a pleasant way, and only a needy moan left Korra's mouth. Asami's lips were quick to trail across Korra's pulse before kissing her affectionately. She scattered love marks across her lovely tanned skin before gliding down her fingers to Korra's lower slit. Her fingers teased her girlfriend's swollen clit, getting her to jerk violently before rubbing her entrance back and forth.
Asami!
That cute whimper made Asami chuckle into her shoulder as she gave Korra a couple of long and pleasurable strokes. Korra could only pant with yearning moans as Asami continued to pepper kisses all over her muscular back. Sure enough, Asami playfully spread apart her lower lips before teasing her clit, rubbing it in small circles. Korra's breath hitched before Asami smacked her sensitive bud repeatedly. Korra squirmed around and bucked at the sensation, breathing heavily before Asami spread apart her entrance with two of her fingers. She stroked her outer lips, playing with her sexual fluids, before casually slipping in two of her slender fingers, with no resistance, until they were knuckle deep. Her pussy immediately clenched around her fingers, sucking them in tightly.
Oh, Asami.
Korra fell limp onto the mattress as she gasped for air. The way Asami was gingerly humping her from behind, and the way her fingers were thrusting in and out of her cunt, spreading her apart forcefully, and even the way her lips were burning an impression on her shoulders, had Korra sprawled out across the bed like a dessert yet to be devoured. How true that statement was.
Fuck! Asami!
The wet squelches were a sign of her hard work. Asami was focused on pounding Korra's wet pussy with her longest fingers. With every wet clap, her palms stimulated Korra's clit. With every thrust, her walls fluttered around her fingers, begging for that sweet release. Korra's toes curled inwards before she pulled apart the bedsheets again, shaking in pleasure. Asami dragged her tongue across Korra's neck as she roughly squeezed her breast. Short and sharp breaths left Korra's lips, and she squirmed about, lost in pleasure. Her mind was fuzzy, and she couldn't think. Her feet thrashed about again, pushing for submitting to Asami's weight. Asami had her firmly pinned down on the bed, and Korra could only scratch away at the surface. A couple of violent jerks later, Korra's breath hitched as her legs weakly clamped around Asami's hand as a relieving orgasm washed over her body. Once the initial shock was over, she ended up twitching at Asami's rhythm as she made her ride out her orgasm. Letting out a satisfied groan, Cora panted as she enjoyed the aftershock and Asami's weight on top of her. She was very conscious of Asami pushing deep inside her fluttering walls before settling down comfortably in her position with Asami's fingers buried deep inside her tight cunt. She felt warm and her eyes were closed as she basked in the comforting kisses Asami was scattering across her back. When her breathing finally leveled out, Asami squeezed her breast before urging them both upright. Once they were standing on their knees, Asami kissed her cheek repeatedly, before abruptly thrusting in a third finger and ruthlessly pounding Cora's pussy with all her might. Her hand slapped her dirty cunt, squelching at every thrust.
Ah! Oh, fuck! Asami!
Cora's body violently bucked inward, firmly pressing against Asami's torso. Her hand also snapped downward, snatching Asami's thigh, to hold herself in place from falling over. Her jaw clenched tightly as Asami's fingers violated her pussy in the best way possible. Thrust after thrust, they plunged into Cora's depths, forcibly spreading it apart further before slipping out and hooking her clit. Asami slapped her dirty cunt, stroking her lewd entrance vigorously before thrusting back inside. Every time she slammed back in, she would hit one of Cora's G-spots, rubbing it precisely with dangerously unbelievable precision. If the lewd noise didn't give it away, it was clear that Asami was pegging her without remorse for getting bruises. Asami licked her lips with a smirk on her face as she simultaneously began fondling Cora's breast roughly again while pleasuring her naughty cunt. Each slap was heavy and wet until finally she leaned into Cora's neck. She sucked her pulse before nipping her skin and licking her own lips. A hungry smile grew on her face as the blood pumping in Cora's veins excited her. The more Cora screamed and bucked into her body, the more excited Asami grew. She licked Cora's neck again and shortly after, her fangs extended. She continued to pleasure her girlfriend, and just right when Cora's climax hit her, Asami sunk in her teeth. Alongside the pain, an immense amount of pleasure washed over Cora's body. She came, losing all function in her body and shouting loudly as a result. She couldn't stay upright, but thankfully Asami was holding her up as she extended her overly simulated orgasm, all while drinking her blood with a satisfied moan. When Asami finally retracted her fangs, she slipped out her slimy fingers, taking a healthy string of sexual fluids in tow. She gingerly rubbed Cora's messy cunt before briskly kissing her bite mark, and shifting their positions so that Cora was resting on top of her chest. She ended up rubbing off most of her fluids onto her tan skin as she trailed her hand up. She also gave Cora a chaste peck on her cheek before licking her fingers clean of her lover's essence. Normally, they'd spend the rest of their night kissing, but not tonight. Her girlfriend had passed out from the back-to-back intense orgasms. As she slept loudly on Asami's chest, she had this satisfied look on her face as she breathed softly. It was extremely cute, and Asami smiled at her blissful face before kissing her forehead. Sweet dreams, Cora. Sweet dreams. Asami kissed her cheek a few more times before carefully flipping Cora around. She ended up crawling down her body before carefully spreading apart Cora's legs and licking and eating her pussy clean. Amidst her slumber, Cora twitched by reflex and moaned from the pleasure before eventually circling back into Asami's chest when she came back up. It was all natural instinct, and she never once woke up as she buried herself in Asami's bare chest. With Cora cuddling her chest, Asami finally settled in place as she gingerly rubbed Cora's lower back with her thumb. She pulled up their blanket to cover Cora before kissing the crown of her head. I love you, forever and always. Cora must have been dreaming, because she giggled happily with a dopey grin.
Asami, love you.
Asami watched her precious human with loving eyes before embracing her tightly. She kissed her forehead again before enjoying their time together.
I love you.
Tapping the soccer ball with the side of her foot, Cora winced.
Oh, fuck.
Her teammate caught the ball before raising an eyebrow out of concern. "What's wrong, Cora?" She then dribbled the ball closer before stopping it under her foot. "You good?" Cora hardly glanced at her friend.
"I'm good, Kuv. My back and hips are just killing me, that's all."
She groaned again before rubbing her side. Giving her this look, Kuvira stared at her silently before smirking all of a sudden.
"Ah, I got it. Asami pegged you that good, huh?"
Her face immediately shot bright red.
"What? She did not?"
Cora twitched when she realized what she said.
"I mean, she does, but she didn't."
Letting out a defeated groan, she dragged her hand down her face.
"Whatever, fine. She pegged me real good. But at least we're having amazing sex, unlike your single ass," she retorted with much oomph.
Kuvira just shrugged. "I'll make do with my treasure box." Cora gave her a face before raising her hand.
"Right, got it, say no more."
Her friend just shrugged before throwing her a wink.
"Anyways, what's up with the band-aid?"
She then pointed toward her neck. An eyebrow twitched as Cora's lips flattened out.
"Nothing." "So she left a mark, huh? A scandalous one at that."
Cora couldn't keep eye contact.
"Did not." "Did too. Why else would you cover that up, huh?"
Sweat was practically dripping down Cora's forehead. She thought back to the lovemaking they had had last night, which turned her cheeks red, and then back to the two prominent holes in her neck from her lover's deepest secret.
"Sure. No point in denying it.
Her girlfriend was a vampire. She fed off her blood. It wasn't normal by human standards, but that was a small price to pay, really. She would give Asami her everything, and Cora would do it time and time again in a heartbeat."
"No comment."
The smirk on Kuvira's face only grew.
"Heh, busted."
Cora's eyebrow twitched again in irritation. She glared at her teammate before stealing the ball and kicking it across the field. Kuvira immediately gave her a look, knowing she had to walk all the way across the practice field to receive it.
"Really?"
A soft "hm" was all that left Cora's lips as she turned her back against her. Mindlessly walking across campus, Asami was making her way to the nearest cafe. She was planning to buy Cora some food since soccer practice was almost over. In particular, food that was going to promote iron productivity. A roast beef sandwich and prune juice. As per usual, she ignored the murmuring from passing students until she was inside the campus cafe. Thankfully, she managed to place her order without hassle. She even added a bottle of protein milk at the last minute for Cora's lovely muscle gains. It was nice and peaceful. At least, until she felt some bloodlust. Her eyes immediately narrowed and she turned her head in the direction she felt it. The moment she laid eyes on the person, or rather, the vampire that walked in, Asami shot them a glare. She eyed them top to bottom, assessing their capabilities, which she deemed worse than a fly. It was rare for her to run into another vampire in the city, let alone on campus, meaning that this wasn't a coincidence. At that malicious thought, her hand snapped outward and she cracked her wrist by reflex. She had hoped that it was, by some chance, a funny hiccup, but alas, that whistle-like snickering made her hand tense.
"Well, well, well, look who we have here,"
his deep and douchebag-like voice mocked. Asami let out a breath of annoyance before paying him no mind and turning away. She could hear his grunt of annoyance but continued to ignore him. She could feel his anger grow by the second. He was practically seething, but it wasn't until Asami had picked up her order and turned around that he finally acted. She managed to take a few steps before rudely getting stopped. When his hand latched onto her arm, she had to suppress her urge to kill.
"Hey, don't ignore me."
That voice was already getting old. Letting out a sigh, Asami gave him a glare. She even further extended his luck by responding.
"You must be new in town."
She swiped away his hand before dusting off her blouse. "I'll let this slide once,
But the next time you touch me, you won't have to worry about reaching out for anything, let alone coming across me. He was either foolish to ignore her death threat or brave enough to continue spewing comical words. He chortled as if his lineage was worth bragging about. I am the one and only son of Marquess Dwight. Asami could only smile at his interesting performance. She was half intrigued about where the situation was heading. And? His condescending look only grew. And? He leaned in as if his height was worth intimidating her with. If I were you, I would back off this area. This is my turf now. Rolling her eyes at his proclamation, Asami couldn't help but laugh. Of course, that only seemed to fuel his anger further. You dare laugh at me? It looked like his vein was about to burst, and it seemed like he was about to harness his powers. That immediately made Asami's amused smile fade. She straightened her looks and gave him a spine-chilling glare filled with the intent to kill. Need I remind you about the peace pact? He froze in place. If I were you, Asami purposely repeated to mock him, I would turn away and not look back. She did just as she said and turned away from him. This town is smaller than you think, son of Marquess Dwight. Ending the conversation with that notion, Asami left the cafe with Cora's after-practice food and drinks. The entire time during her walkout, she could feel his bloodlust. However, it did nothing to hinder Asami. After all, she was, without a doubt, the most dominating vampire in this city. Cora's hand gravitated into Asami's as soon as they were side by side. She intertwined their fingers before looking straight ahead and squinting. She could have sworn she saw a familiar face, so she pointed in the general direction before asking out loud, Holy shit. No way. Is that Mako and Wu? Asami glanced at Cora before turning to face the direction she was pointing toward. Since her eyesight was better, they focused on them within seconds before quickly confirming her girlfriend's suspicions. Yep, that's them. I thought Mako said he wasn't going on a date with him. She blinked before turning to face Cora and smiled when her nose scrunched slightly. No way, Cora gasped before laughing humorously. I knew it. I knew he was acting suspiciously when I asked him about it. Asami stole a quick glance at Mako. His cheeks are red. That comment made Cora laugh even harder. She then pulled out her phone to take a photo. Just wait until I rub it in his face. As she took a few pictures, an evil snicker escaped her lips before turning around to kiss Asami on the cheek. You're the best. Smiling at her confession, Asami rubbed the back of her hand with her thumb before gently tugging her away. Come on, let's hurry to the crepe guy. She then kissed back Cora's cheek. You've been craving them all week. At that notion, Cora let out a groan of anticipation. I can't wait to get some in my mouth. Snorting slightly at that comment, Asami couldn't help but tease. I know you like them thick. Cora turned to face Asami with a funny look. You are not trying to make a bad joke about crepes. Asami held a blank look. Maybe. Maybe not. You're ridiculous. With a slight shake of her head, Cora playfully nudged Asami's arm with her shoulder. In no time, they were at the crepe man's cart. They placed their orders, and after killing some time, Cora had two crepes in hand. Here you go, babe. Cora beamed with a bright smile after handing Asami her crepe. Thanks. She grabbed the crepe before tapping it against Cora's to cheer. Cora was the first to take a bite. It's so good. Giggling at her cute, stuffed cheeks, Asami brought her hand up to wipe away some sauce from the corner of her lips before asking adoringly, Is it? This ham is the best. Want a bite? Asami was fixated on Cora's bright eyes as she chuckled and intimately rubbed her cheek. No, I'm good, thank you. Although, She brought up her crepe. Did you want a bite of mine? Cora looked at that delicious fruit crepe filled with fresh vanilla ice cream, chopped bananas, kiwis, and strawberries. She swallowed at the thought before giving her a bright grin. Yes, please. The crepe barely moved an inch when Cora leaned down to chop down on it, taking a healthy bite. She let down a moan of delight before her nose dipped into the cream during the second bite, giving her a small white peak. Asami chuckled at that before leaning down to clean it up. She playfully licked Cora's nose with the tip of her tongue, which made her girlfriend jump slightly before blushing heavily. Cora stared at Asami in horror. Babe! She covered her face. We're in public! Asami laughed happily again before kissing her cheek. And? And? Cora repeated, as if what Asami said was funny. What do you mean, and? And I love you. Asami quickly added and finished with a sweet smile. She then reached forward to guide Cora's crepe to her lips. Eat up, sweetheart. It's gonna get cold. Cora's lips thinned out as her ears turned red. She shut her eyes tightly before letting out a soft, embarrassed squeal and taking a bite of her crepe. Okay. Asami smiled softly before taking a small bite of hers. They ate in comfortable silence, and of course, Cora finished hers first. She practically inhaled it before eyeing Asami's half-eaten crepe longingly with her iconic puppy dog eyes. Asami quickly noticed that before smiling again and offering her crepe. You want the rest? Her bright eyes only brightened more. Can I? Anything for you. She then promptly handed Cora her crepe, who took it with a bright grin before kissing her cheek. You're the best. Only for you. As Cora began munching away on the new crepe, Asami's eyes narrowed before glancing off to the side. She knew her instincts were never wrong, but she hoped that their precious date wasn't going to get interrupted. Well, he was going to pay heavily for it. I thought I told you to stay off my turf. Asami sighed as Cora swallowed the last bite of her crepe. There was a bit of cream on her face, and Asami smiled sweetly before wiping it away with her thumb and licking it clean. Hey, don't ignore me. Cora glanced in the guy's direction before facing her girlfriend. Is he? Her girlfriend only nodded in confirmation before wrapping her arm around Cora's waist. Just ignore him. She then gently tugged them forward, turning their backs away from the oncoming vampire. They took a few steps away before Asami's eyes flashed red for a split second, and she snapped her hand backward, clutching his wrist tightly, preventing the punk-ass vampire from touching her girlfriend. Her face hardened before she shot him a murderous glare. Watch it. Touch her and you're dead. He only laughed. What the? The human yours? He then eyed Cora as if she were some fine coarse meal. Asami's demeanor only encouraged his foolish bravery. So she is yours. That's hilarious. Vampires don't get attached to humans. Her grip only tightened. Didn't I already warn you about the peace pact? He finally winced in pain. Who do you think you're messing with? The difference between their abilities was so substantial that it was funny, really. Do you even know who I am? She finally asked with a slightly mocking tone. He clicked his tongue before Asami let go of his wrist. Who cares who you are? He continued to eye Cora with lecherous eyes. Now that I get a better whiff, she smells amazing. Cora twitched before Asami stood in front of her. Asami's veins protrude in anger as she cracked her fingers. Silence that tongue of yours before I do it for you. Even though Cora didn't know what exactly was going on, she could feel this ominous pressure exerted by Asami. Hey, calm down. I'm sure we can come to a deal. If you share some of her with me, I'll let you be on my turf. Cora tensed and chills went down her spine. However, rather than from this fruitless threats, it was from Asami's protective nature of her, and she could only guess what Asami was about to do. But they were in public. There were too many eyes around. She quickly latched onto the edge of her girlfriend's shirt without a second thought.
Asami, babe, don't. He's not worth it.
Asami's jaw was clenched and her eyes had long foregone red. Cora could see her blood boiling a mile away.
Asami, Cora weakly pleaded. Baby, please? I don't want to lose you.
The fear in Cora's voice told it all. It wasn't that Asami would lose the fight. It was the repercussions that would come if one caused trouble in the human world. From what Cora knew, the vampire kingdom was strict about its secrecy, and anyone who threatened that would pay the price. Even for someone of high power like Asami, it was the untold rule. Asami closed her eyes and inhaled through her nose. She breathed out from her mouth before opening her eyes. They still had a tint of red, but the shade of green that Cora loved was beginning to fan out. Her body began to relax somewhat when Cora intertwined her fingers around hers. She then took a breath before speaking calmly.
Thank her for your luck. You have until tomorrow to get lost from here, or you'll regret it.
Her tone was cold and Cora shivered at her authority.
Heh, we'll see about that.
He had no idea what he was getting into. Oh, how mistakes had been made. True to her words, he had instant regret the next day.
Huh? Where am I? He shouted before tussling in chains.
Once his eyes adjusted, he came to a realization that he was suspended in the air with his arms and legs individually chained up to a pillar. He heard a noise in the distance before shouting fruitlessly,
"Who's fucking there? I'm gonna kill you, fucker!"
Tapping the floor with her boots, Asami tilted her head. Her eyes were glowing red, shining more brightly than the crescent moon in the dark sky. She watched him flail about before finally showing herself.
"Looks like you really don't know who I am."
He recognized that voice before making eye contact with her.
"You're that dumb bitch from before. Unhand me!"
Asami laughed at that comment.
"Now why would I do that? I warned you, did I not?" "Who do you think you are? Just wait until my father finds out. You're dead."
Only an amused smile swept across Asami's face.
"Yes, I'm sure Marquess Dwight will be happy to know of his son's doings. He'll be begging mercy for centuries."
The understatement of the century.
How should I punish him for failing to educate his son proper etiquettes?
He could only shout as if he were throwing a tantrum.
"My father will end you!"
Asami's smirk only grew.
"Oh, will he now? Your family and my family?"
She let out a wholehearted laugh.
"How funny." "Who do you think you are?" he shouted one last time.
A soft sigh finally escaped her lips as they parted before she spoke a single phrase. "Hiroshi Sato." He tensed.
"You do know that name, don't you?"
The color was beginning to drain from his face.
The Duke's household.
"So you do know of them, at least." Humming once, Asami gave him a cold smile before pacing around slowly in front of him.
"Do you know why Republic City has the least presence of vampires?"
That's... Asami had an eerie and terrifying grin plastered on her face with bright red eyes.
"Because the Duke's daughter resides here, that's why."
He began shaking in fear.
"But she doesn't attend the banquets," Asami finished before continuing.
"Now." She paused with bloodthirsty, rabid eyes.
"Do you know who that is, son of Marquess Dwight?"
she demanded with a booming voice. In an instant, she was hovering in the air, holding eye contact with his almost pitiful face. He trembled, shaking the chain suspending him as he stuttered.
However, no matter how much fear he felt, he couldn't take his eyes off of Asami's bloodthirsty eyes and fear that if he did, he'd no longer see anything. Asami Sato? Asami chuckled with a malevolent grin. Correct. She leaned back to take a better look at him, savoring his face, relishing the moment he knew his place. They were both well aware of their places. Now then. She cracked her knuckles before rolling her wrist. How shall I reward Marques Dwight for raising such a wonderful son? His teeth clattered as he wheezed out, Please, show mercy. I will never step foot in the city again. Silence, Asami said in a firm voice, shutting him up instantly. Don't tarnish the Marques's name further, you disgrace of a noble. She then scoffed before musing to herself. Perhaps I'll cut off your limbs and send it to him. He shrieked before fruitlessly cowering away. Please! And cut off that useless tongue of yours as well, she casually stated, before bringing up her hand and twirling her fingers, manipulating her blood arts. She slowly descended before looking up at him and tilting her head. You made 3 fatal mistakes today. She paused as if she was going to give him time to answer before cutting him off when he tried to speak. 1. You failed to know who I am. She raised her hand and manipulated her threads. 2. You did not heed my warning. She flicked her hand forward, preparing the threads in the perfect position to cut him. 3. You dared to attempt and touch Cora. Her eyes glimmered as she flicked her fingers down, slicing off the hand that he had attempted to use to reach out for Cora. Blood immediately spewed out from his limb as he screamed in pain. Her eyes were cold as she flicked her fingers upward again, preparing for the next cut. Not even an emperor himself is allowed to touch Cora, let alone the measly son of a marquess, Asami boldly stated, implying that she would fight the emperor. Blood continued to drip down upon the concrete ground before Asami expanded. Don't worry, I won't kill you. She took a step forward with a playful smile. It seems like people need a reminder not to mess with my possessions. He was no longer capable of words as fear had taken over. A playful chuckle left her lips. Don't worry, this will be fun. I'm home, Asami greeted as she shut the door before taking off her boots. Cora was quick to jump up from the couch before rushing over to pull her girlfriend into a hug. She practically jumped on her as she buried her face into Asami's neck. Welcome back! Asami smiled sweetly as she turned her head to kiss her girlfriend's cheek. Sorry, did I keep you waiting? She shook her head before mumbling into her neck. No. I just missed you. Kissing her cheek again, Asami nuzzled into Cora. I missed you too. Pulling back from the hug first, Cora gave her a warm smile. She pecked Asami's lips before climbing off her lover and pulling her into the kitchen. I bought some good steak. Let me cook it for you. Cora knew better than to pry details into Asami's business. It wasn't because she wouldn't tell her, of course. It was because she would, and Cora would regret knowing the details of what happened to some poor soul. She could vaguely guess what happened to that poor guy, but it wasn't her business to worry about. Vampire hierarchy ran deep in their blood, and Asami was at the top of the pyramid. The best she could do as a human was spoiling her girlfriend rotten when she came home, so spoil her she did. Why are you so perfect? Giving her a bright grin, Cora winked at her. Only for you. Smiling at her response, Asami walked over and pulled Cora in by her waist. She held eye contact as she gently swayed them from side to side. Her eyes then trailed down to Cora's lips. You know, on second thought, I'm hungry for something else. Cora's backside rammed into the dining table before she found herself roughly lifted onto the surface.
She wrapped her arms around Asami's neck before trading looks and eyeing her lips. Yeah? Asami slowly licked her lips before leaning down at a teasing rate. She then blew into Korra's ear before speaking in a low voice. Yeah. The low rumble in her voice made Korra's body tingle. She shivered before clawing at Asami's back. Play nice. I have a practice match tomorrow. Dragging her tongue up Korra's neck, Asami hummed as she pinned Korra against the table. She gingerly nipped and kissed her skin before cooing into the crevice of her ear. Aren't I always nice? She quickly smiled before adding, for free, too. Korra sighed before moaning as Asami's hand grazed her breasts. Sure you are. Asami giggled against Korra's neck before purring. I know I treat you well in bed, she said, before ghosting her lips across Korra's skin while peeling apart her clothes. Once her torso was exposed, she purposely kissed her loudly. Immediately moaning softly, Korra gently ran her fingers through Asami's hair before scratching her scalp. Oh, fuck. Letting out a content noise, Asami smiled as she continued her pursuit down south. Once her hands were at the hems of Korra's pants, she roughly yanked them off with her panties in tow. Korra bounced on the table and ignored the excessive rough play and slight pain on her back before quickly groaning in arousal as Asami rammed into her hips. Asami then fully ripped apart Korra's shirt, exposing her midriff before yanking up her bra above her chest. She took in Korra's disheveled look before licking her lips again and leaning in with dazed eyes. Here? That simple word sent a sharp pang through Korra's lower half as she clenched down by reflex and quickly wrapped her legs around Asami's waist. Only a desperate whimper came out of Korra's lips as she eyed Asami longingly. In return, Asami giggled before opening wide and wrapping her lips around her hardening nipple. She sucked it gingerly before swirling her tongue around her areola. Korra let out a cute yet erotic squeal, and Asami hummed in approval before sucking her bud more aggressively. By the time she released it with a wet pop, Korra was fully hardened and erect. Asami licked her tip one last time and kissed it before reaching up to fondle her breast and moving to the other side. She quickly slurped up her nipple, sucking it sensually until it was hard. She then carefully bit her peak and pulled on it while tweaking her other nipple between her fingers. Fuck, Asami. Korra's breath hitched before she unconsciously began grinding her hips against her girlfriend, attempting to increase their friction. Asami let out a moan before releasing her tip and switching back to the other one. She started teasing the breast she just left, groping it softly before running her free hand around Korra's back and pressing down to hug her tightly. Her mouth found her free nipple again, and she opened just enough to swallow her whole bud. She immediately began bobbing her head up and down, sucking her roughly and grinding her body against Korra. A strained sigh left Korra's mouth as she wiggled slightly before clawing at Asami's shirt. She panted before managing to speak up. Asami, please, I want to feel you. Releasing her tip with a loud yet wet pop, Asami leaned back enough to meet Korra's eyes. She then kissed her breast, fondling them both before biting her underboob. Mm-hmm. I love your tits so much, Korra. She pressed them together before kissing them. They're so fucking plumped and soft. She then leaned back to rid Korra of the rest of her clothes. Once they were cast aside somewhere on the floor, rendering Korra splayed out on their dining table completely bare, Asami obliged Korra's request and tore off her shirt. She then quickly took off her pants, leaving her in just her lingerie before leaning back down to indulge her girlfriend. Korra was quick to hug her back and grope her needingly. Better? As Asami continued to devour her voluptuous tits, she could feel wetness pressing up against her abdomen. Korra could only let out a shaky moan as she hugged Asami's head tightly, keeping her in tighter. Asami finally released her tit before fondling them leisurely with her hands, enjoying the feel of her breasts before rubbing her erect nipple back and forth between her fingers. Cora's chest kept rising quickly, and Asami couldn't help but lean down to bite her skin, sucking roughly and leaving a deep hickey. She repeated that a few times, marking her wonderful breasts, before pausing when Cora was coherent enough to reach up for her own breast. Her girlfriend ran a hand across Asami's chest, rubbing her bra and cupping her breast. She then bit her lip before staring into her eyes. Asami simply smiled before encouraging her girlfriend. She cupped Cora's hand, guiding her to fondle her breast rougher, all while maintaining eye contact. Cora's panting grew louder, and she kept her eyes focused on Asami's as she followed her in lead and roughly groped her chest. Shortly after, Asami chuckled before stopping briefly to yank Cora closer to the edge of the table. Cora grunted softly from the rough handling before quickly whimpering when Asami pressed forward, rubbing her toned stomach up and down her wet entrance. As Asami began grinding against Cora's vulva, she grabbed Cora's wrist and brought it back up to her chest. Cora winced from the electrifying jolts before she brought up her other hand to fondle both of Asami's breasts at the same time. She weakly squeezed them as she jerked her hips up and down Asami's toned stomach. Letting out a content hum, Asami pushed back her hair before resting her hands on the table on each side of Cora's head. She began thrusting her body, smacking against the table and Cora's wet mess. Her girlfriend ended up letting out another cute shriek as she wrapped her legs tightly around the back of her thighs. The table began rocking, scuffing the floor, as Cora's wet fluids were clearly present. Cora let out a strained cry as she roughly squeezed Asami's breasts. Her breath hitched and she slammed her eyes shut. Asami simply groaned before leaning down slightly, bringing Cora's hand around her back so she could hold on and pressing her body firmly against her lover's. Asami briskly kissed the crown of her head before wrapping her arms around Cora's lower back and using her body as momentum to thrust harder. Cora's moans matched the rhythm of Asami's thrusting, and she was approaching her limit. She was slicking all over Asami's body, her beautiful, slender, yet toned frame, and she couldn't take it anymore. Her voice cracked into an erotic whimper. A heavy groan came out from Asami's lips as she intently watched Cora, the way her breasts were energetically bouncing and the wet noises slicking back and forth were sending jolts of pleasure in her lower region. She only moaned along Cora's cries of ecstasy as she reached her peak. "Oh, that's it, baby. Come for me. Come for me, Cora." Cora's body bucked violently as she twitched upward. Her mouth fell open and she let out a loud scream before silence fell and her body convulsed in a completely and utterly shocking orgasm. She buried her face in Asami's shoulder as she held her breath, relishing the surge of relief before she snapped back violently, slamming against the table and desperately gasping for air. "Fuck! Stop!" Asami let out a strained groan as she slowed her pace, carefully rubbing against Cora's swollen and puffy cunt. She moaned alongside Cora's cries of pleasure, all while relishing the newfound wetness on her stomach. When she finally ceased her thrusts, she looked down to take in the details of their exchange. When Asami pulled back, several strands of fluids connected their intimacy. Cora was focusing on regaining her breath, having been tapped out, eyes shut, and head off to the side. She whimpered weakly as her hips continued to shake, pussy throbbing and clenching tightly at the foreplay. Humming in contentment, Asami soaked up the fine details of her lewd and used cunt before gingerly reaching up to cup her breast. She cupped it caringly before rubbing it tenderly. "I told you I'd treat you well." She leaned down to grab Cora's chin and kissed her lips. "I play nice." Cora was dazed as she continued to pant heavily. By the time she was somewhat coherent, she made eye contact with a smiling Asami before she weakly reached up to unclip her bra. They remained still, looking into each other's eyes, as Asami's bra slid off her shoulders. Cora then grabbed Asami's neck and pulled her down for a kiss. It was an open-mouthed kiss, and their tongues wrapped around one another, swirling back and forth, before they carefully sucked each other's tips. Asami moaned before getting rid of her pesky bra. She aggressively threw it off to the side before getting down on her forearms and feverishly kissing her girlfriend. Several wet pops later, Cora ran her hand down Asami's spine before hooking her panties. She bunched them up in the center before yanking it firmly. Their kissing never let up, and Cora pulled even rougher, practically thrusting her lingerie between her swollen folds. During this whole casual exchange, Asami never budged as she continued to kiss her lover. Cora knew for a fact that her panties were digging into her wet cunt. Their kissing finally tamed down a little, but Cora couldn't resist the urge. One of her hands found Asami's waist, pulling her closer, while the other hand played with her messy cunt. She jerked her panties side to side before slapping her ass and pulling the fabric completely aside. She immediately ran her fingers down her crack before effortlessly sinking into her pussy with no resistance. Asami held Cora's chin as they kissed passionately, before she sighed in bliss and let go to hug her again. Their lips hardly parted for the next few moments before Asami ended up climbing on top of the table with Cora's encouragement and straddling her hips. She let her weight settle on top of Cora's abs as she finally broke free and looked into her eyes. "You're so hot, you know that, Cora?" She sighed euphorically before teasingly grinding her vulva against her abs. "Oh, baby," she purred in a deep voice. "Can you tell how wet I am?" She started slowly grinding against her body. "Oh, you turn me on so much, Cora." Their lips touched again and they kissed each other softly until Cora groped the back of Asami's thigh. She rubbed it up and down before finally giving her ass a firm squeeze. "Oh, fucking hell." Cora kissed her way up and down Asami's pale neck. "You're so damn sexy, Asami." Their lips found each other again, but this time, it was another sloppy session. After several kisses, Cora sighed before parting from her plump lips. "But as much as I love being fucked by you here, my back is seriously starting to kill me. Wanna finish in bed?" Asami gave Cora one last long and lingering kiss before accepting her proposal. "Sounds perfect." By the end of it, Cora literally could not move and ended up skipping practice the next day. I very much hope you enjoyed this story. If you did, be sure to check out some of the others I've done. I've got content all over Spotify and Anchor. All over the internet, really. If you have recommendations, I have a form for you to fill out, and if you'd like to join my Discord server or follow me on Instagram, you can find the links to all of these things in my Beacons page, the link to which will be in the description, as well as some other important information. This isn't just a ploy to get you to follow me. By the way, I've got polls and stuff that help me decide what to read next, that you guys can take part in, and they're really, really important because I am super indecisive. And I love all the comments I get, and the emails, and the messages, and I love talking to you guys, so leave me a comment, send me a message, send me an email, all of it, do it, all of it, go do it, right now. Did you do it? I'll find out later. Go support the author. They're on Instagram, and they're on AO3, and I think they're on Twitter? I don't know. But they're awesome. They're so cool. They're so nice. You should go follow them. And yeah, thank you for joining me today. I will see you in the next one. Bye.